Going, Coach?
Going well.
Hey, Coach, can you just start off, as an offensive guy, can you appreciate all the formations the Broncos come out in an offensive? Have you been able to recognize, like, all the different formations? It seems like every play they come out in something different.
Well, they spend a lot of time and do a great job of mixing them, the key, I think, when you look at it, it's not always necessarily the formations, but it's the people in the formations. You know, they've got a lot of flexibility, starting with their tight end group and Daniel Graham and Tony Scheffner. I mean, they can get you into certain looks and force you into some bad matchups. And so it puts a lot of stress on the defense during the course of really a limited 3 days of practice of trying to card up and simulate all the looks. And they've done a great job of that early this season.
Do you see some similarities between what your team has gone through and what the Broncos have in terms of your offensive production is good, but maybe the defense has struggled a little bit?
We need to get our offense going a little bit this year. We had some big plays in week one and moved the ball, but last week we struggled. So certainly you have an appreciation and you study a lot of tape in the off season, and Denver's always a film we'll look at offensively. Mike does a great job. They're well coached, and they'll always give you some new thoughts or new ideas to what you might want to add in your own off season. So it's one of the teams. You know, there's a handful each year because of the continuity they've had there that you'll look at and make sure you're paying attention to.
How often do you talk to Mike, and are you going to talk to him at all this week?
You know, I don't get a chance to talk to him often because of our schedules. Occasionally at NFL events, we always have a chance to touch base. He's a guy that has really been good to me as a young coach coming into this league. I'd heard so much about him just from my time at college. You know, when he left Eastern Illinois, I arrived probably a few years later, and it was during his time there as a player and coach that, you know, really that program began a pretty good tradition. The same coach that he worked for at Eastern, Daryl Mudra, is a guy that recruited me in my first year there, and then I later went on and played for Al Mulde. But so we're pretty prideful about our tradition there, and when you see a guy like Tony Romo having success, and the success certainly Mike's had during his career there, those are good things coming from a little school down in Charleston, Illinois.
Is there any reason for that, do you think, that so many guys have come out of there now?
Well, we were probably all PE majors that couldn't pass the math for business, and we enjoyed football. But it's I think cyclical sometimes. When I made the decision to go to school there, they had a good football program. I think when Mike probably made that decision at that time, it wasn't so good, and he was involved with some national championship teams as a coach, and it's a great place to be from. I know Mike's from Illinois, which is the same place I'm from, and so I look back and have some great memories of that school.
What's your situation right now at corner?
Well, we're nicked up a little bit. We were healthy in week one, and then last week Randall Gay was out and Roman Harper was out in the secondary with hamstrings. Both those two practiced today in a limited basis, but nonetheless practice. And we're getting close to being able to play Mike McKenzie now, who's coming off an injury from a year ago. So hopefully we're able to get healthier quicker than later and get some of these guys back on defense that missed last week.
Does the health of your corners concern you, given the way they've chucked the ball around here?
I think there's a great concern. You know, I think that, number one, they do a good job, and the ball comes out very quickly. Cutler's been operating, I think, very efficiently, and they've done a great job of protecting him. So from a timing standpoint, we're going to have to tackle and do a good job of keeping the ball in front of us. We're going to have to tackle better than we have the first 2 weeks of the season. And the receivers do a great job with their yards after the catch. You see that on tape. But certainly that's something that we've got to pay attention to.
From an outside perspective, how impressive was Brandon Marshall's 18-catch game on film?
It was very impressive. You know, he's got real strong hands and does a great job after the catch. you know, and the other thing, as you watch the game, and when you watch it on game film, it's different than as you guys would see one live. But certainly he's got stamina. You know, he's in the game. He's not coming out for a lot of rests. And, you know, I don't know if you charted, you know, how long he ran during the course of that game. You know, I'm sure it'd be a lot with the amount of times they threw it. And each play for him is a new start, and he comes off the ball. He transitions well for a big guy. You know, he's in and out of his cuts well, and that's something that oftentimes is hard for guys his size.
Or, you know, you look at Marshall, and you guys hit it with Colston late. Do you think just people look at the timing on the stopwatch a little too much? Do you see any similarities between Marshall and Colston and the way they came in?
Well, we always take a liking to big receivers, and when we drafted Marcus Colston, I said this, you know, in all fairness to our decision, you know, if we really loved him, we would have drafted him in the fourth or fifth round or third round. You know, we drafted him in the seventh round, and there were some measurables that we thought gave him a chance. You know, he was big. You know, he ran fairly well. You know, but if you watch the first rookie camp he was involved in when he arrived here, you'd have said this is going to take 2 or 3 years for this player. And fortunately for him, and in the case when you talk about a Brandon Marshall, that these players, and this is the trick in it all, and trying to find players as you scout that are going to transition quickly and belong. And in Colston's case, you know, he transitioned quickly during that next training camp and proved to be a guy that we needed to play, and I'm sure the same thing happened with Brandon. So that's the one area that's tough to measure in scouting, and it's that urgency a player has and how he sees himself and the confidence a player has that sometimes makes it an unexact science.
Say it again.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.